Support for NPR comes from PBS, Presenting Nature, a series that opens a window into the wild every Sunday at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Champaign work crews could spend the majority of the weekend cleaning up after the fire destroyed a downtown building yesterday morning, but it could be days before investigators determine a cause for the blaze that destroyed the 130-year-old Metropolitan building at Neal and Church Streets. There was no one inside and no one injured, but firefighters had to work quickly to keep the fire from causing serious damage to nearby structures, particularly the one main building and the M2 construction project. Fire departments spokeswoman Dana Schumacher says those business owners report relatively minor damage.
Business owners taping up some of their windows so that they don't crack to fall on people, if you will. But it's basically exterior damage on the other businesses. But that's still not good, but it is better than the alternative.
Roofing work will likely be required at the two buildings due to the embers that spread from the fire. The Orpheum Children's Museum also will require roofing work and will be shut down a few days due to electrical problems. The sidewalk on Church Street will be closed through the weekend. And the union that represents employees at the Central Illinois prison set to close is suing to keep the state from making layoffs. The lawsuit says Illinois failed to negotiate with the American Federation of State, County and Municipal Employees before notifying workers of layoffs at the Pontiac Correctional Center. The prison is scheduled to shut down in December. The union wants layoffs to stop until an arbitrator determines if the state is legally required to bargain and there is legitimate reason for the job losses. A federal appeals court says Illinois' rejection of a Choose Life license plate doesn't amount to a restriction on freedom of speech. The three-judge panel says it's reasonable for the state to avoid the perception of endorsing position on abortion. Proponents of Choose Life plates brought their crusade to federal court after years of trying unsuccessfully to get state legislators to authorize them. The court's finding yesterday reversed an earlier ruling by federal judge David Corr, who ordered Secretary of State Jesse White to issue the plates as long as proponents could show there was demand for them. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Joining us live in just a moment, Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr. But first, President-elect Obama got down to business in Chicago this week. He chose Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel as his White House chief of staff. He got his first classified intelligence briefing. And yesterday, he faced reporters for the first time since the election. Here's NPR's David Green.
That election night in Chicago was quite a scene.
Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
After the cheering faded, Senator Obama remained in Chicago and for a couple days held closed-door meetings with advisors and also intelligence officials. Then yesterday, his first news conference as president-elect.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. This morning we woke up to more sobering news about the state of our economy.
Specifically, a national unemployment rate of 6.5%, the highest in 14 years. The president-elect was backed by a row of economic advisors lined up in front of a row of American flags. He didn't reveal any new ideas for dealing with the crisis, but he did say he expected Congress to pass a new stimulus package, including an extension of unemployment benefits. The Bush administration has balked at this, saying it wants time for the $700 billion relief plan passed in October to kick in. Senator Obama said yesterday he knows he's not yet calling the shots.
I want to see a stimulus package sooner rather than later. If it does not get done in the lame duck session, it will be the first thing I get done as President of the United States.
The struggling U.S. economy is forcing Senator Obama into an awkward dance. He criticized President Bush's handling of the economy during the campaign. But now, as president-elect, he has to try and make the transition smooth and, at times, work as a partner with President Bush to give Americans confidence in the economy. The president-elect said he looks forward to meeting with President Bush at the White House on Monday.
I'm not going to anticipate problems. I'm going to go in there with a spirit of bipartisanship and a sense that both the president and various leaders in Congress